Today's shiur is Masechta Rosh Hashanah Daf Ches. We will begin on Daf Zayin Amud Beis, 14 lines from the bottom, Meisvei. The Gemara continues to identify different Rosh Hashanah that are not listed in the Mishnah. Shish Asav Nissan, 16 days in Nissan, is Rosh Hashanah Lo'imer. We know that on the second day of Pesach, they were obligated to cut at night new oimer, new barley, and then that barley was ultimately brought as a carbon oimer on the second day of Pesach, and afterwards, chodosh, the new wheat, was permitted to be eaten. Prior to that, the new wheat was also to be eaten. So ask the Gemara that this should be considered a Rosh Hashanah for oimer. And as the Tori Evan explains, although one could argue that who says you're going to eat any new wheat this year, so it's not a Rosh Hashanah for you if you're not going to eat any new wheat. But the Tori Evan explains that on Yontif, you certainly have to bring the carbon oimer. So this should be considered Rosh Hashanah, that now is when I could start bringing the new carbon oimer. The Sfas Emes asks, the halach is, the Gemara says in Masechta Menachos, that if one brought a carbon oimer, if one used the new wheat before Pesach, the Chatchili he shouldn't have, but the Yavid, the carbon is acceptable. So why here doesn't, why is the Gemara asking that it should be mentioned? Didn't we learn yesterday that anything that's acceptable but the Yavid is not mentioned? That's why we said that Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Chodesh Nissan is not considered Rosh Hashanah L'Shkolim, because but the Yavid we could use last year's Shkolim. So there are two Terutzim. One Terutz is that by Shkolim, there are certain situations where L'Chatchila we use the old Shkolim. There's never a situation where L'Chatchila we could use Chodosh before the second day of Pesach. And another answer, which I saw this Fasem says a very nice answer. He says, the Gemara's question and answer regarding Truma Shkolim is because Rosh Chodesh Nissan is anyway a Rosh Hashanah. Mishnah, mentioned the Mishnah. So therefore the Gemara said, if it's a Rosh Hashanah anyway, and with the Eved I could use last year's Shkolim, there's no reason to mention it in the Mishnah. But this is a date not mentioned in the Mishnah. So the Gemara's question is, why isn't it mentioned in the Mishnah? So even if you'll say with the Eved you could use the wheat, it still should have been mentioned in the Mishnah. Another question, Shisha B'Sivan, 6 days in Sivan, is Rosh Hashanah L'Shtei Alechem. The Halach is on the second day of Shavuos, they brought a carbon shtei lechem, two loaves of bread, and from then on they were allowed to use the chadosh, the new wheat, in the Beis HaMikdash for Kabbonis. So the Gemara's question is, why isn't that listed as a Rosh Hashanah? So the Rishonim ask, we just learned the Gemara the other day that Shavuos doesn't have a specific date. Shavuos Pamim, sometimes it's the fifth day of Sivan, sometimes it's the sixth day of Sivan, sometimes it's the seventh day of Sivan. So perhaps that's why the Mishnah didn't mention it, because the Mishnah wants to mention a specific date. And Shavuos doesn't have a specific date. It could be any of 3 days, according to Rav Shmaya. So I saw two answers to that question also. One answer is that our Mishnah is going according to Rav Meir. The Gemara says, Achayrim said that Shavuos is always 6 days in Sivan. So therefore it's a specific date. And then I saw, even if you'll want to say that the Mishnah doesn't want to lock itself in on that machloikis, if Shavuos is always 6 days in Sivan, or it could be other days, so the Mishnah should have not said a date. The Mishnah should have said, on Shavuos is Rosh Hashanah L'Shtei Alechem. So whenever Shavuos will be, that's when this Rosh Hashanah will be. So therefore ask the Gemara, L'Rava, according to Rava, that says that in the last Gemara that we learned yesterday, we mentioned everybody's Rosh Hashanah, so why don't we include these two? And according to Nachum Yitzchak, who says they were listing months, so the question is, why don't we list the month of Sivan, which is the Rosh Hashanah, L'Shtei Alechem? Amra Papa, Ki Kachashiv, our Mishnah is only mentioning Midi Dechayel Mi'urta, something that begins at night. In other words, let's use the best example. Aleph Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah. When does Rosh Hashanah begin? Like in all matters of Jewish law, at night. So we're not going to mention these situations, Shtei Lechem and the Karban Oimer, which are brought only by day, as all Kabbonis are brought. Midat Lechayim Yotah, something that doesn't happen at night, like a chashiv. So the Rishonim ask, in the Omer, there are two parts to the process. One part of the process is the Korban Omer. And like all Korbanos, they only could be brought by day. But there's another part to the process. There's the Katsiris Omer, when they cut the Omer. The Katsiris Omer took place at night. So it is something that starts at night. So I saw two turrets from Tadak Kash also. One turret says it doesn't begin right at the beginning at night. They cut the Omer later at night. Another turret says that the Mishnah only mentions something which is Rosh Hashanah that affects all Jews wherever they are. Not being allowed to eat the Chadash affects all Jews no matter where they live. However, cutting the Omer only took place in Eretz Yisrael. So our Mishnah, which is only speaking about things that affect the whole world, that's why Katsiris Omer, even if you'll say it is at night, that's not something that affected the Jews of Chutz Laaretz, and therefore it's not listed. Ask the Gemara, we've learned for days that when the Mishnah says Regalim, the Rosh Chodesh Pesach is Rosh Hashanah Regalim, what does that mean? For Baal Ta'achar. So we're going to learn the Gemara first like Rashi explains it. When does Baal Ta'achar begin? Only when you can bring Kabbonis. When could you bring Kabbonis? Only by day. So we're saying that our Mishnah is only listing things that begin by night. Baal Ta'achar doesn't begin by night either. Very golem, the concept of Baal Ta'achar, the loichayim mi'orto, the yet for kachoshev, it's listed in the Mishnah. Answers the Gemara, kivin shetzarach l'surim mi'kara, mechayev v'koy. Since you have to ready, what's the story? Somebody brought the carbon, somebody obligated himself to bring a carbon, so when does that obligation, he made that obligation before Yontif. So the obligation exists from when Yontif begins. That's how Rashi explains the Gemara at first glance. Taisu says that's not true. Because Taisu says that you can't bring the carbon at night, you can only bring the carbon by day. So what's the Gemara saying that Baal Ta'achar begins at the beginning of Yontif? It doesn't begin until Yontif is well on the way. So Taisu has a beautiful Peshat in the Gemara. Taisu says Peshat in the Gemara is like this. We learned in the Gemara, according to whatever Shita, we learned five Shitas in Baal Ta'achar, but whatever sheet in Baal Ta'achar, we said you have to have a whole Yontif. Meaning, says Taisus, let's say somebody only made the nether to bring a carbon once Yontif began. So that Yontif is not considered a Yontif. You have to have a whole Yontif. So what the Gemara means to say, says Taisus, that in order for the Yontif to be counted as a Yontif, whether you have one Yontif, or two Yontif, or three Yontif, whatever sheet that we'll learn, you have to have made the nether before Yontif began. Because if you only make the nether after Yontif began, that Yontif can't be counted as one of the Yom Tovim. That's how Taisus learns Pshat. How are we going to explain Rashi? So the Sfasemis has a beautiful explanation for Rashi. He says like this, the halacha is that on Yontif itself, we can't bring the Nedarim v'Nedavos. We could only bring the Nedarim v'Nedavos on Chol HaMoed. So let's think according to Rabbi Shimon, who we hold like. Sukkos is the last Yontif. So you couldn't bring the Nedarim v'Nedavos the first day of Yontif, because it's Yontif. You could bring a Chol HaMoed. You can't bring it on the last day, on Shemini Atzeres, because it's Yontif. So what moment will the person, let's say Sukkos is the Yontif, that if he doesn't bring the carbon by the time Sukkos is over, we be Oved Aveira, Shemini Atzeres in the afternoon. Because Hashana Rabba in the afternoon, I mean. Once Hashana Rabba is over, he can't bring the carbon. That's Hashana Rabba in the afternoon. So that's something that's Chal by day. Not a Mefarshim ask, the Gemara could have given an easier answer. Baal Ta'achar is not only relevant to Kabonis. Baal Ta'achar is also relevant to Tztokah. So why did the Gemara just say that Tztokah can be given by night? The Gemara is concerned about Kabonis. Why did the Gemara just use Tztokah? So I saw a few answers. One answer is that the Gemara didn't want to give an answer that only applies to Tztokah. Wanted to give an answer that applies to all areas where Baal Ta'achar applies. Another answer, Chiddush, the Rishonim say, that even though Tztokah could theoretically be given by night, the Halacha doesn't want to separate between Tztokah and Kabbonis. So since Kabbonis is only by day, and the Gemara held that Kabbonis is only by day, Tztokah should be the same. Yet a third Teretz is very simple. When do we want it to be Chal? Yontav by night. Yontav by night, you can't give Tztokah. So therefore, Tztokah couldn't be the Gemara's Teretz. Ask the Gemara, v'ra yoivlis d'loi chayal murta. Yoivl, we know, we'll speak about it later, Mitzvah Shem, is the 50th year where everybody, where the servants go free, property returns. And the Gemara is learning that when is Yoivl chal? On Yom Kippur, when they blew the shofar. And here we're saying that the only things that are listed in the Mishnah are things that begin at the beginning of Yom Tov at night. Answers the Gemara. Our Mishnah is going according to B'Shmo B'Noi Shab Yoichan M'Broikehi, Domim Rosh Hashanah Chayel Yoivl. The Yoivl doesn't begin on Yom Kippur when they blew the shofar. Yoivl begins on Rosh Hashanah at the beginning of the day. So it's like anything else. Rav Shei Shabreder of Idi Omar, he gives a different teretz to the question that we began to share with. Why the Rosh Hashanah for Shtei Lechem and the Rosh Hashanah for Omer is not listed. Kika Choshev, our Mishnah is mentioning Midi Deloi Talib B'Maisa, something that doesn't depend on an action. Midi the Talib B'Maisa, however, something that depends on an action like a Choshev. So the simple way of explaining it is that these are Kabbonis. So you have to bring the carbon. But I saw two other Pshatim Rishonim. One other Pshat is, you can't have a carbon Omer until you cut the Omer. You can't have Shtei Lechem until you bake the bread. So since they're not independent acts, that's why they're not listed in the Mishnah. Another teretz that I saw, very nice teretz, is we know the halacha is you can't bring any carbon until they first bring the carbon atamid. Carbon atamid has to be the first carbon brought every day. Midi the talib b'maisa. You can't bring the shtei lechem until you brought the carbon atamid. You can't bring the carbon aimer until you brought the carbon atamid. So since it depends on another action, it's not listed in our Mishnah. Ask the Gemara of a regalim the talib b'maisa. The regalim is also dependent until you could bring the carbon. And the Rajba says that this is really a repetition of what we just learned a moment ago, that you can't be chai batakar until you can bring the carbon. And you can't bring the carbon until the day begins, until you brought the carbon tamid. So how come we're saying that you, how come batakar, how come regalim is mentioned in the Mishnah? Kachosh batakar, says the Gemara, batakar me'el chayel. Batakar, like we just explained, happens automatically, whether it's Tosfos Pshat or Rashi's Pshat, as soon as Yonta begins. Now the Gemara again asks, very Yoivlis. Yoivlis also depends on the Tekiyah Shofar. Again answers the Gemara that our Mishnah is going to Shmo Noish Rabbi Yochanan Breki, that holds that it begins as soon as Rosh Hashanah starts. Rashi Amar, Rashi says, Ab Rosh Hashanah Heim, we have in our Mishnah four Rosh Hashanahs, Shem Ba'ab Rosh Chodashim. So Rav Ashi is saying a new teretz. He's saying that our Mishnah is only mentioning Rosh Hashanah that come out on the first day of the month. So therefore the Omer, which happens on the 16th day of the month, or the Shtei Lechem, which happens on 6 days of Sivan, on Shavuos, is not mentioned because it's not on the first day of the month. Ask the Gemara, that's why Tosfos teaches us to ask the question, Bech B'Shvat Ki B'Shamay? So if you're saying our Mishnah is only mentioning things that happen in the first of the month, when it came to Rosh Hashanah Lilonois, Beis Shammai is the one that says Rosh Chodesh Shvat is Rosh Hashanah Lilonois. Beis Hillel said it's Tu B'Shvat. Now we're saying that our Mishnah is only mentioning things that happen at the beginning of the month. Says the Gemara Hachakam. This is how we have to explain the Mishnah. Shloisha. Three of the Rosh Hashanah that are mentioned in the Mishnah, everyone agrees, L'Divrei HaKol, are in the first day of the month. Which are those? Rosh Chodesh Nissan, Rosh Chodesh Elul, and Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. Ech B'Shvat, regarding Ech B'Shvat, that's not something everybody agrees. That's Machlokes B'Sham B'Shelul. And now we go back to something that we spoke about when we learned the Mishnah. We spoke out of Gra. Now we understand why the Gra says the Mishnah uses the words Kibbeh Shammai. Why is the word Mishnah using the words Kibbeh Shammai? Because Nader of Ashi taught us that our Mishnah is only listing Rosh Hashanah that come out on the first of the month. Only Beis Shammai could agree with that concept. Because according to Beis Hillel, not all the Rosh Hashanahs mentioned in our Mishnah come out on the first of the month. Because he holds that Rosh Hashanah Lilonis is not Rosh Chodesh Shvat, he holds it's Tu B'Shvat. So we learned in the Mishnah a Machlaikis. A Machlaikis, when is Rosh Hashanah L'maisa Behema? We had Rav Elazar of Shimon saying Be'echad B'Tishrei, and Ramey says that it's Be'echad Be'elul. What's the basis of this machlokes? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, v'shnei mikra echad darshu. They're both arguing over the same pasuk. Shenemar, there's a pasuk in Tehillim. Loshu charam hatzoyim. Simple pshat is the tzoyim get fattened, the sheep get fattened. V'malkim yu'at v'bar, the valleys get full of grain. Yisroel af Yeshua, they begin to sing. Pasuk can tell them. How do we understand this pasuk? Ramei Sover. Ramei holds, Ein Mishtai Lof Shechor Netzoyim. When do the sheep become pregnant? They get fat. Bezman Shemakim Yad Fabar. When the fields get full of grain. Ve'ein Mishtai Mokim Yad Fabar. When is that? Ba'odor. Mis Abrois. They get pregnant in Odor. Ve'yodos Ba'av. The gestation period of a sheep, of a behemadak, is 5 months. So that's why they get pregnant in Adar. They have the new animals in Av, and that's why Rosh Hashanah Shalhem is Elul. The cutoff date is Elul. That's last year's sheep, last year's herd, versus this year's herd. Rabbi Lezer of Shimon Omer, different Pshat in the Pasuk. Eim Shalav Shechar Natsoim, when do the sheep get pregnant? Bezman Shisroyu Af Yeshiru. When the field sings. What does it mean that the field sings? Amosai Shibalam Omer Shira. When do the stalks of grain sing? Benissen. Why? So Mefarshim explained very simple. In Nissan, as we explained yesterday, Nissan is the Chodesh Ha'aviv. That's when the crop, the produce, becomes entirely ripened. Since it becomes entirely ripened, they're tall and heavy, and they bang against each other, and that banging against each other is the shira that they're singing. If people say perik shira, know that the chita, the wheat, says shira. It says shira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that it is the food, the staple food of Klal Yisrael, of the world. So they get pregnant. Ms. Abris B'Nissan. So according to this, they get pregnant in Nissan. The Yaldas B'Elul, and they gave the babies 5 months later in Rosh Hashanah and Elul. So therefore, Rosh Hashanah Shalem is Tishrei. Tishrei is the cutoff date. Ask the Gemara of Idach Nami, the first mandama that says Rosh Hashanah is on Rosh Chodesh Elul, Haksiv Yisrael Af Yishira, which seems to indicate they only get pregnant in Nisan. So the Gemara Huba Felta. That's talking about animals that are latecomers. Most animals get pregnant in Adar. Vidach Nami, that the animals get pregnant when the field becomes full of the crop, which is a Nissan. Says the Gemara, that's talking about the animals that are a little quicker and they get pregnant and other, they don't wait for Nissan. Says the Gemara. So now we have a very fundamental machlokes. When do the animals get pregnant? And what is the pasuk teaching us? Do they get pregnant in other? Do they get pregnant in Nissan? Oh, the question is an excellent question. But the Gemara is asking even a better question. Bishlam L'Rameya, that says that they get pregnant in other, so we could understand the pasuk, Kiliksev. Los Shuchar Natsoim. When do the animals become pregnant? Bizman Shamat Kamiat Fabar. When the field gets full of crops, which is when? In other. Vikinami, and there's some other animals that are a little later, Yisroyaf Yeshiru, they're later, they get only pregnant when they, Nissan. Ask the Gemara, but according to Rabbi Elazar of Shimon, the most animals get pregnant in Nissan. Ibchame Boyle. The pasuk should have just said the opposite. The pasuk should have said, Lav Shechar Matzoin. When do the animals get pregnant? Bezman Shisroy Af Yishiru. When the crops sing, which is in Nissan. Vekinami. And then there's some other animals, the minority, that get pregnant earlier than Malkim Atabar. But according to them, the pasuk is first mentioning what happens infrequently, and then mentions what's happened frequently. It doesn't make any sense. Therefore, says the Gemara, Rabbi Gerelik, El Amad, Rabbi de Kulam, Lof Shechar Natsoim, everybody agrees that whether animals get pregnant, Bezman Shimaku Yad Fabar, Ba'odah. They all get pregnant in order. We can't have a machloikis in a Metzias. For Hacha, what is the machloikis now? If everybody agrees that the animals get pregnant in Adar, so shouldn't Rosh Chodesh El, and they have the babies 5 months later in Av, so shouldn't Rosh Hashanah for them be Rosh Chodesh Elul? Says the Gemara, V'ach b'hai krok miflgi. They're arguing over a different pasuk. The pasuk says Asatasa, very famous pasuk. Says the Gemara, B'shnei Masters Akasa B'daber. The pasuk is referring to two types of Meiser. Echad Meiser Behemah, one is Meiser Behemah, which we're discussing now. Every tenth animal is branded as a meiser, vechad meiser dogin, and one is the meiser from produce we've discussed many times. So everybody agrees that these two meisers are compared to each other. The question is, what are the mechanics of that hekesh? Remeis of a makish maser behemel lemaser dogin. We compare him this way: ma maser dogin somuch ligomer yisurai. When do we take off When is the Rosh Hashanah for Maisa Dagan? So that there was no machlokes in the Mishnah. Everybody agrees it was Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. Why is it Rosh Chodesh Tishrei? So Mefarshim explain, Tosfos explains it right here, that even though the Zman for being Chayiv Maiser is when the Tfuah grows a third, as we explained yesterday, they left all the Tfuah in the field to dry. When did they take it in? Tishrei. So that's why Tishrei is the cutoff date for Maiser Dagim. Because that's when it's completed. That's when the processing is complete. Af Maiser Behaima, Samach Ligomer Isuri. When its processing is complete, which is in Av, that's why Rosh Chodesh Elul is the Rosh Hashanah. That's how he learns we should learn the Gzeirah Shavah. Rabbi Elazar of Shimon Savri, this is the way to learn the Gzeirah Shavah. Makish Maiser Behaima L'Maiser Dagim. Again, we always begin with the same principle. We're comparing the two Maisers. But Ma Maiser Dagim Rosh Hashanah Shalai Tishrei, physically, what is the date? The date for Maiser Dagim, it's a Mishnah with no disagreement, Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, and we're comparing Maiser Behaima to it, the Rosh Hashanah fit is also Tishrei. And that's why he learns the comparison to be an exact match. This is Tishrei, this is Tishrei. So Mefarshim ask a very fundamental question. We're saying that we follow the tzoyin, the sheep. They have a gestation period of 5 months. They get pregnant in Adar, and they have the babies in Av. But a behemah gasa, not a small animal, its gestation period is 9 months. So what about them? And you have to take maisa behemah also from them. So why is our Gemara ignoring that? So I saw a few answers to that question. One answer is because the pasuk, when it speaks about maiser behema, speaks about tzoyin u'bakar. So since the Torah uses tzoyin u'bakar as the model for maiser behema, we use them as the model for the Rosh Hashanah for them also. Another teretz I saw. Behema daka there. Another teretz means goats there. Another teretz that I saw is that the majority of animals are behemah daka. There were more behemah daka than behemah gasa. And then I saw a very interesting Tosfos Yontif. Tosfos Yontif says that yes, the gestation period of a behemah gasa is 9 months. The gestation period of a behemah daka is 5 months. It's not that but they all have the babies in Av. The difference between a behemah daka and a behemah gasa is that the behemah daka gets pregnant in Adar. The behemah gasa gets pregnant 4 months earlier, but it's all going to have the babies in Av. So there's no problem. Everybody's having the babies in Av. That's why Rosh Chodesh Elul or Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, whatever month we hold, is the Rosh Hashanah for it.
Even so, why did we focus on the whole discussion?
Again, because the pasuk is talking about Lashachar and Hatzayim. Lashachar and Hatzayim. The pasuk says Tzayim, so we use Tzayim as the model. There's another question. There's a famous sefer called Taras Azroim, Rav Motcha Pomeranchik. Rav Motcha Pomeranchik asked this question. We spoke out when we started the Masechta Rambam. The Rambam says that by Maiser Dogon, Maiser and produce, you're not allowed to take the Maiser from 1 year on the next year. Even B'dievet, it's unacceptable. But Maiser Behema, even though our Mishnah is teaching us you have to keep each year separate, B'dievet you could combine it. Ask Rav Motcha Pomeranchik if we're learning in our Gemara that the Torah was makish, compared Maiser Dagon to Maiser Behema, so how could the Rambam give them two different dinim? So he says that the only thing the Torah is comparing them to is just in Hilchus Hafrosha, that they have the same mechanics, but they're not really the same. And he says a very simple point. He says, what happens with Maiser Dagon? Maiser Dagon we have to give to the Kahanim, we have the Truma, we have to give to the Levim, the Maiserishin. What do we do with the Maiser Behema? It's brought as a carbon. It's treated like a carbon. So since the end result is so different, the Rambam can give them different halachas. Continues the Gemara. Bechav Tishrei, Rosh Chodesh Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah L'Shanim. L'may Hilchus, regarding what halachas that said, Amra Papa L'Shtaris. That's the Rosh Hashanah for the date of the Shtaris. The Tanan, as we learned at the beginning of the Masechta, Shtari Chayva Mekdomim, a predated Shtar, is possible because you're going to end up collecting from a lien that's illegal. The mechorin, a post-dated shtar is kosher. And that's why we need to know what the date Lashonim is. Ask the Gemara, V'tanan, we learned, Becha B'nissim Rosh Hashanah L'mlochim. Ah, Mishnah taught us, the Rosh Chodesh Nissim Rosh Hashanah L'mlochim. V'amrina, now when we learned the Gemara in that base, we asked, L'may Hilch, so why do we need to know that? V'am Rav Chizd L'shtaris, so we need to know it for Shtaris. So what are we saying, that Rosh Chodesh Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah L'shtaris? Isn't it Rosh Chodesh Nissim? Answers the Gemara, L'kasha. Kalam Al Yisrael. For Malchus Yisrael, we start counting on Rosh Chodesh Nissan. Kalam Malchus Masoilam, we start counting on Tishrei. And as we said, we already quoted the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer says the reason. Malchus Yisrael, they represent the special relationship between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Nissan, which is the time that represents the time where this relationship developed when HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out from Mitzrayim, is the appropriate month. Malchus Masoilam, they don't have that relationship. It's just part of the way the world runs. Goes with Tishrei when the new year begins. Ask the Gemara, but we learned another Gemara in Daf Gimel. Al Hadam Rav Chizda Loshan Al Malchus Yisrael. Rav Chizda tells us that Rosh Chodesh Nissan is the Rosh Hashanah for Malchus Yisrael. Avla Malchus Misaylam, but Tishrei Meninan. So now the question is, what is Rav Chizda coming to teach us? Rav Chizda Masnisa Asloshminan? Rav Chizda is coming to teach us something that's explicit in the Mishnah that we need Rav Chizda for? Says the Gemara, Loi. Rav Chizda is not coming to teach us the Din. The Din we would know without the Rav Chizda. It's explicit in our Mishnah. What's Rav Chizda coming to teach us? Kroya Salashminen. As we learned the Gemara in Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, Gimel Amud Beis, Rav Chizda quoted those Pesukim with Nechemya that were the source how we know that Rosh Hashanah L'malch Umas Ha'ilam is Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. Just, you could go back to review that whole conversation that Nechemya had with the king. I saw the Mefarshim ask, why doesn't the Gemara say that Rosh Chodesh Nissan or Rosh Chodesh Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah L'Prozbul? We know that in Shemitah we have to write a Prozbul to make sure that the loans don't get defaulted. So when we say L'Prozbul, that a predated or postdated Prozbul, that a predated Prozbul is unaccepted. So I saw a very simple teretz. Prozbul is an invention of Hillel. It's the kind of Hillel. The Mishnah was written before Hillel came up with a Prozbul. Then I saw another question. How could the Tzlach ask this question? How could Chazal have established a date for Shtaris on a date which is Yontif? Rosh Chodesh Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah. So why do we choose a date that we're not allowed to write Shtaris? So the Tzlach answers, we just finished learning that a post-dated Shtar is acceptable. So he says, La'aloch l'maisa, if somebody writes a Shtar today, and he wants, but he dates it for Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, even though Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, which is Rosh Hashanah, you would not be allowed to write such a shtar, the halach is the shtar is an effective shtar. Even though it's dated on a date at that day itself, you could not write the shtar. V'bay Seima, another way of explaining, Rav Chizda will agree that our Mishnah is not speaking regarding Echad B'Nissan being Rosh Hashanah L'malchi U'mas Olam. That's not part of our Mishnah. So what is the Mishnah teaching us when it says Rosh Chodesh Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah L'shanim? It's coming to teach us a different din altogether. It's coming to teach us Reb Zeira Masan Law. Reb Zeira Omelet Tkufa. Reb Zeira says we know that there are Tkufas Tishrei, Tkufas Nissan, different season, and we count the year as if it was created in Tishrei. Because Reb Elazar he, Dama B'Tishrei Nivra Olam. That the world was created in Tishrei, so when we count the seasons, we assume that the sun was put up, Tosfos has a long explanation here, that the sun was put up on the fourth day, and that means it was put up 4 days before Rosh Hashanah, on the Wednesday before Rosh Hashanah, and like that we do all the calculations to know when the Tekufa, and it's very important to know when the Tekufa is. We start saying with St. Talmud 60 days after Tekufas Tishrei. So we need to know when Tekufa is. The halach is, as we said yesterday, a leap year is based if we find that the Tekufa is not in line with the seasons. So we need to know when the Tekufa is. Ask Tosfos, and what about Rosh Hashanah L'Umas Olam? When is Rosh Hashanah L'Umas Olam? So, according to this Teretz, it's not in the Mishnah. Why not? So the answer is Tosfos. Rav Zeira holds that our Mishnah is talking to Jews, not to Umas Olam. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar, Ledin. Why? What's Rosh Chodesh Tishrei? And this is where we begin the meat of our Masechta. Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Hashanah. Then we, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges us, Tiksiv, Mereshis Hashanah V'Akros Hashanah, Mereshis Hashanah, at the beginning of the year, everybody's judged, my year b'Sofei. What's going to happen all year? M'may, the Tishrei Hu, how do we know that this judgment takes place on Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. The Ksib, because the Pasuk says, Tiku b'chay de shayfer, blow the shayfer, b'kesel l'yoyim chageinu. Ezu chag, which yontif in the entire Jewish calendar comes out, Shesh Chodesh Miskasabai, that you can't see the new moon, Havayim is the Rosh Hashanah. Because Rosh Hashanah is the one yontif that comes out at the beginning of the month. Rashi's pshat, we'll get into other pshatim in a moment. At the beginning of the month, the moon is small, it's not visible. The Ksivan, it says regarding that day, Ki Chayt L'Yisrael Hu Mishper L'Kei Yaakov, that's the day where Kodesh Baruch Hu judges us. Ask the Pnei Yeshua, why do we have to bring a raya from the second half of the Pasuk? We could have brought a raya from the first part of the Pasuk. Tiku B'Chay the Shofar, which yontif do we blow the Shofar on? The only yontif we blow the Shofar on is Rosh Hashanah. So why does the Gemara bring a raya from Mekes L'Yom Chageinu? We could have brought a raya from Tiku B'Chay the Shofar. So the Pnei Yeshua says that perhaps shot in the Pasuk will be like this. Tiku B'Chay the Shofar. There is a yontif where, there is a time where we blow the Shofar. What is that? On Rosh Hashanah. The Kesel Yom Chageinu is not referring back to Rosh Hashanah. It's talking about any Chag. It's talking about Sukkos. Sukkos throughout Shas is referred to Chag. How do we know to say that the Kesel Yom Chageinu is not referring to New Yontif, but is a continuation of the words of Tikkun B'Chay the Shofar? That's what the Gemara says. The Kesel Yom Chageinu means a time when the moon is not visible. And when is that? The only time, the only yontif that has that characteristic is Rosh Hashanah. So Rashi explained, as we just said, that the Kesel Yom Chageinu means that it's the only yontif when the moon is not visible. There are many other pshatim. Dritva says, Rosh Hashanah is the same day as Rosh Chodesh. But we know and then when Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Chodesh come along, so Rosh Hashanah completely outweighs and outshines the Rosh Chodesh. The Dubna Magid says a mashal. He says, let's say there was a person in a small village. In his village, he was the wealthiest person, most important person. But when he comes to the big city, he's not really that important. The same thing, Rosh Chodesh is a yontif, but not when it clashes with Rosh Hashanah. So that's why the Kesel Yom Chageinu, the Rosh Chodesh, is covered up, it's outshined by the Rosh Hashanah. In fact, Rav Reuven Bengis says that's Peshat in the Gemara in another way. The halacha is that Rosh Chodesh had its own Shir Shal Yom. Rosh Hashanah has its own Shir Shal Yom. Now, what Shir Shal Yom do we say in Rosh Hashanah? Do we say the Shir Shal Yom of Rosh Hashanah? Do we say the Shir Shal Yom of Rosh Chodesh? We say the Shir Shal Yom of Rosh Hashanah. Why? Because Rosh Hashanah outshines the Rosh Chodesh. Another pshat that the Rosh Chodesh is not visible, we know that Tishrei is the only month that we don't say Mevarech Mechodesh for. So it's Bekesa, the Rosh Chodesh aspect is covered up. Tosfos begins a whole new conversation. Tosfos says, there's a question if on Rosh Hashanah do we bring the Musfei Rosh Chodesh. We know in every Rosh Chodesh they brought Musfei Rosh Chodesh. Are they brought or not? And the Rebbeinu Meshulam says, Pshat in HaGemara is, that in Rosh Hashanah they did not bring the Musfei Rosh Chodesh. Although Rebbeinu Tam disagrees, he says that in Rosh Hashanah they did bring the Musfei Rosh Chodesh. He has a question that even though they brought the Musfei Rosh Chodesh, they did not mention them in the Tefillah explicitly. They brought them, but didn't mention it. And then he says he mentioned it in the Tefillah's Musaf also. Interesting, I saw Lahalocha Lamaisa. People who say Kabbonis. So you know when it's in Rosh Chodesh, we say extra the psukim of the Rosh Chodesh Kabbonis. Do you say those Kabbonis? Do you say those extra psukim when you say Kabbonis on Rosh Hashanah? The halacha is you don't. Now, the Rishonim ask, why does the Gemara, and now all these pshatim that we quoted from the Rishonim, go so out of the way to conceal the Rosh Chodesh aspect of Rosh Hashanah? Why does it bother me that I should know it's Rosh Chodesh? They were trying to conceal it. So they say a beautiful pshat. Normally when we have a two-day Rosh Chodesh, so which day is the first day of the new month? Second day. If everybody will know the Rosh Hashanah is a Rosh Chodesh, what are they going to assume? They're going to say, which day is Aleph Tishrei? The second day of Rosh Hashanah. But that's not true. Which is the first day of Tishrei? The first day of Rosh Hashanah. So in order to avoid that mistake, they keep the fact that it's Rosh Chodesh quiet. Tan Rabbanim. Ki chaykli solhu mishper l'kei Yaakov. Melamed, she'en bezen shamala, nechnasin l'din, kavyochol, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not begin his din Torah, elm ken kitchu bezen shamatas achaydish. Until the bezden in this world proclaims it to be Rosh Hashanah. Tanya idach, ki chaykli Yisrael hu, ainli eli Yisrael, we only know that's Rosh Hashanah for Yisrael, umas ha'olam enayin, tamalayim mishper l'kei Yaakov. Im kein, ma tamalayim kechaykli Yisrael, Melamed Shisrael Nechos Mitchila. Even though everybody in the world is judged, first HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges the Jews. Shisrael Nechos Mitchila Din. Kirav Chizda. Dom Rav Chizda, as Rav Chizda said, Melech V'tzibur, if you have a king and a tzibur, Melech Nechnas Tchila Din. So you don't make the king wait outside. First the king goes in. Shinema Mishpat Amoy, Avdoi, and Mishpat Amoy. So asking for my time, why are we so anxious that the king should go in first? It's not respectful that the king should wait. Since Klal Yisrael is more important, it's not respectful that we should wait. Before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, gets angry from seeing all the bad deeds that were done over the year, first he should judge Klal Yisrael. So there's a number of points to make in this Gemara. First, there's a very famous Chai Odom. The Chai Odom quotes Rav Avli Pravassler, that was Mechadish, that if somebody is davening Rosh Hashanah at night, this is a very common Shaila, and he forgets to say HaMelech HaKadosh, he used to say HaKel HaKadosh, does he have to repeat Shmon Esrei? So he says he doesn't have to. And the Chayodim says, V'dover zeh dover mechudosh. It's a chiddush, says the Chayodim, says Seidim HaFarshim, it's based on this Gemara. Ein bezen shamala nechnosen ledin, ad shebezen shamata. When does the bezen shamata always sit? Only by day. So it's not considered Rosh Hashanah until day. So that's why if you didn't say Melech HaKadosh at night, it's fine. Says, what? They did. That was the whole thing. They were Mekabel Eidus in Rosh Hashanah. We're going to learn full sugyas about that. That the Bezdin sat to wait for Eidim in Rosh Hashanah. So now, Rav Moshe takes this Chiddush and asks a few shaylas. If that's the case, he asks, what's going to be the halach of somebody's davening early in the morning, Rosh Hashanah? Bezdin doesn't sit until nights. Would you have to repeat HaMelech HaKadosh? Let's say you daven Shmon Esrei before the nights. So he says, he doesn't know if that's, but then he asks another question. He says, what about the second night of Rosh Hashanah? Second night of Rosh Hashanah, Bezdin already sat. They sat the first day. So there, the Chai Odom's Chiddush should not be applicable. And if you've missed HaMelech HaKadosh, you should have to repeat it. Yet the Chai Odom doesn't differentiate between the first night and the second night. So he says, perhaps the reason you treat the second night because you don't want anybody to think that the first night is anything less than the second night. But, Rav Moshe says, even though we're passing like the Chai Odom, based on our Gemara, and if you missed HaMelech HaKadosh, you said HaKel HaKadosh, you don't have to repeat the Shmon Esrei, unlike the rest of the Seres you made Tshuva, says Rav Moshe, you have to mention Yontif. If in the Shmon Esrei you did not mention Yontif at all, then you have to repeat the Shmon Esrei. Then the Mefarshim go on to say that the Gemara says that the Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't begin to judge the world until Bezdin declares Rosh Hashanah by day. So the Mefarshim asks, the Shem Shmuel asks, there's a very famous Gemara where there was a man who had an argument with his wife on Rosh Hashanah, and he went out on the night of Rosh Hashanah to sleep in the Beis HaKfaros, and he heard how the neshamas was speaking, what's going on in the Olam Emes. And that was at night. I always said that a Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't sit till the day. So Mefarshim explained that there are two parts to the din of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. First, a Kadosh Baruch Hu sits himself. That he does at night. A Kadosh Baruch Hu, as best as we can understand this, and the Bezdin Shomala, he says, they only sit by day. But a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to, so to speak, jump the gun and do us chesed, he sits by himself by night. Now the Gemara also asks, the Mefarshim asks, this Gemara is a difficult Gemara. It says that why does the Kadosh Baruch Hu choose to Klal Yisrael to come in first? Before he gets angry. So the Mefarshim asks, what's pshat before he gets angry? Kadosh Baruch Hu gets angry, if you deserve a difficult punishment, you deserve it, and if you don't, you don't. So he says, there's certain averis that a person does that are not really averis. It's only when a Kadosh Baruch Hu is upset does he judge us for those averis. The example the Mefarshim give is, let's say you didn't do an Aveira, but you saw someone else do an Aveira, and you didn't say anything. So you don't really deserve a punishment, but when a Kadosh Baruch Hu is angry, then he gives you a punishment. So that's why Kadosh Baruch Hu looks at us before he can look at the Goyim, because then otherwise he'll say, why don't you tell the Goyim to act better? Now, there's a very fundamental vort from the Tiferes Shleima, which really speaks to all of the tefillahs of Rosh Hashanah based on this Gemara. When one looks at the tefillahs of Rosh Hashanah, there's a very, very fundamental question. Rosh Hashanah is the day we're judged. Everything. And we don't find in the Shemoneh Esrei one word, almost, Gezun, Parnasa, Nachas, nothing. We keep on speaking about God. But what about what we need? It's Rosh Hashanah. So the Tiferes Shleima says, that's Peshat in our Gemara. Melech v'tzibur. There are tefillahs that are l'tzarech ha-melech. They were asking the v'chein tein pachtecho, v'chein tein kavod, that Kadosh Baruch Hu's glory should become evident. And then there's the needs of the tzibur, of people. What should you daven first? Melech nechnes tchila. First, a person has to daven for kvod shemayim. But says the Tiferes Shleima, if a person truly davens for kvod shemayim, if a person truly davens that he should be a vehicle for Kiddush Hashem in this world, that all of his other needs will be answered in the right way. Melech v'tzibur, when you could daven for kvod shemayim, or you could daven for yourself, melech nechnes tchila, first daven for kvod shemayim. Continues the Gemara l'shmitin. We learned that Rosh Chodesh Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah l'shmitin. Menolon, teksib b'shana shviyis, shabbos shabbosim yil aretz. The Gom Hashanah Mishanah, the Tishrei. We learn Exer Shah from Tishrei. The Ksiv, Reishis Hashanah. Ask the Gemara, the Ligma Shana Shana Menisan. Why don't we learn Exer Shah from Nisan? The Ksiv, Rishon Hu Lechem, Lechatshe Shana. Answers the Gemara. Donan Shanash Eni Machadashim, Mishanash Eni Machadashim. By Shemitah, the Torah doesn't use the word Chaydish. By Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, the Torah doesn't use the word Chaydish. Vein Donan Shanash Eni Machadashim, by Nisan, the Pasuk does use the word Chaydish, so it's a better match, Tishrei to Shemitah versus Nisan to Shemitah. L'yayvlas, we learned, we spoke about this at the beginning of the year, that Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Chaydish Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah for Yayvel. We know that the 50th year, all the servants went home, the properties returned. Ask the Gemara, Yayvlas Bechavi Tishrei who? Is Yayvel declared on the first day of Tishrei? Yovel's b'yud b'tishrei hu. It's on Yom Kippur. The ksiv b'yoyim ha'kippurim taviru shayfer. On Yom Kippur we blow the shayfer, and that's when everybody goes home. Answers the Gemara. Ha'mani, as we said earlier in today's shir, who's the Tana of our Mishnah? Rabbi Shmuel ben Yosher b'yochem and brakihi the Tanya. V'kidashtem eshnasa chamisha shana. Ma tamalaymer. What is the pasuk teaching us? L'fishinam b'yom kippurim. We say that the shayfer on Yovel is blown Yom Kippur. We would think that when does Yovel begin? Only Yom Kippur. Tamalaymer v'kedashtem shnasa chamishim melamed shemiskadeshes v'aleches. That when does Yovel begin? Mitchilasai from Rosh Hashanah. Mikan Amar Rabbi Shmuel ben Yosher b'yochem b'roika Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim of the Yovel year. Lo ya'ived avadim iftaron lebateim. The avadim weren't sent home yet. However, v'leim shtavnu lo neim. They no longer work for their masters. What do? They eat and drink and are happy. They wear crowns. So I saw what pshat that they wear crowns. They put on crowns on the Avodim during those 10 days. So the Meiri quotes the Yerushalmi. He says that we say every morning in the Birkas HaShachar, one of the Birkas HaShachar is Oiter Yisrael B'sforo. But only a free man can make that bracha. Those 10 days, Avodim already achieved that status that they could say Oyti Yisrael B'Sfara. Kivin Shigiyu Yom Kippurim, Tiku Bezdim B'Shayfer. The Bezdim blows the Shayfer. Nifter Avodim L'Patayim. The Avodim go home. B'Sodus Chayzrim L'Baleim. The Rabbanim disagree. What do they say? They say that this pasuk comes to teach us Shonim Atam Mekadosh, that it's only the Yovel year that Bezdin has to declare that this is a Yovel year. V'yatam Mekadosh Chadoshim. According to Rabbanon, we don't say every month. Bezdin doesn't say Mekudosh Mekudosh, and this is the raya that we don't pass them like the Chachamim, because we know the halach is that every month they said Mekudosh Mekudosh. I saw a very interesting shaila. We know that an Eved Ivri is allowed to married Parshas Mishpatim, the Torah teaches us, to a Shifcha Kenanis. What is the halacha during those 10 days? Could he live with a Shifcha Kenanis wife or not? So I saw that the Mefarshim explained it's based on a Machloikas Rishonim. Some Rishonim learn, the Ritva learns that the reason a master could give an Eved Ivri a wife who's a Shifcha Kenanis because he wants him to have company, to have a wife. The Mashal says that he could only give him a wife, an Eved Shifcha Kenanis, because they want to have more Avodim, because the children will be Avodim Kenanim. So according to the Mashal, who says that the purpose of the Eved Kenani marrying the Shifcha Kenanis is only to have more Avodim Kenanim, can't live with his Shifcha Kenanis wife. But if the purpose is to have company, so this is a time where he's supposed to be at the same Baruch Hashem, he's supposed to feel good, he can live with a Shifcha Kenanis wife. Yeah, of course. He's previously only. That's another thing. It's only in the Gap of Yovel, the Gap of Yetzer.
So he has some company.
Sure. He, no, he didn't go home yet.
He only goes home. Home. If we start saying the same Talmud Matar from 60 days after Tkufas Tishrei, is that why is it different?